This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, he's one of our regular contributors, has been for umpteen years. He is our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical, ASC certified technician Mark Evans used to work for Motor Trend and now is looking for a job out there. We've got the guy who's got his own shop and his own job, Mark Evans, for the entire hour. And what does that mean? It means a great opportunity for you folks, all you folks on the other side of the radio, to call in to us. Call in to Alex at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, you can shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Again, like last week, I'm having a little bit of vocal trouble here in this particular hour, but hopefully as the hour goes on, it's going to get better. But in the meantime, let's welcome the man himself, ASC certified technician, field producer for the show, sometimes fill-in host for the show, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Hey, happy Auto World Sunday to you and our listeners. Good to be back. Good to be with you. The old guy here on the block, huh?
Well, you're a youngster. I mean, don't forget, what do they say? Today they have all those sayings like 60's the new 40 and 80's the new 60. So you're just a young lad.
The best way to do that is you know, we can turn a 60-year-old into a young guy again just by what we want to drive. Just go out and get sign that paper and get a brand-new Camaro or something in the driveway and act 30 again.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing. And they always kind of make jokes about, you know, midlife. I mean, it's hard to kind of, you could get into an argument with somebody as to what actually is midlife. But let's say people in their 40s, 50s, and even 60s sometimes consider themselves in midlife, and a lot of those folks do go and buy themselves a reward car, is what the auction companies like to term it. You know, they've worked their whole life, they've perhaps put their kids through school, and now they've got a little bit of extra money tucked away, and so they reward themselves, whether it be a classic vehicle bought at Mecum or Barrett Jackson, or whether it's a brand new vehicle. And talk about the heyday of the modern day muscle car, 2019-2020. We are in the midst of what can only be called an unbelievable time in the automotive world. So, Mark, if you were going to have yourself a midlife crisis, which one would you swing towards? Would you go back and buy something from the past, or would you slide into one of the new variants?
You know, I don't know if it's midlife crisis is the word, Bob. I think it's because once we get old, the insurance rate's so low we can afford to insure it.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's very true.
Every time we, back in the day, you know, as young kids, we saw those Corvettes, you know, and when we were 20 years old and 30 years old and all that. Oh, and what did you see driving the Corvettes? Those old gray-haired guys, you know, which is us now today. So, but, yeah, I think I'm lucky, Bob. I still have my first car, of course, and I've got a couple others that I've collected over the years. Still have them and all, and so I'm lucky there. Where I've got the old vintage antique and the muscle car and all. So I think, truthfully, I'm really warming up, and the first time in my history I could say this, I actually could order a Corvette, the new Corvette now, and never get that order filled because, you know, there isn't any available to get. So, but I think this Corvette, word that's going on, this mid-engine, this brand new mid-engine Corvette, now in 2020, it's out, and I really do believe that should be up on the shelf in my garage.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. So, you know, keep playing those lottery tickets or whatever you need to do. I hope you get yourself a new Corvette. I, too, am very, very, very much in love with the 2020 Corvette. I did not attend the ceremony, which was quite a huge event held out in California. A lot of my journalist friends did the trip. It was a really fast trip. They flew you out there in the same day as the evening event, and then you stayed overnight in a hotel, and then you flew back. So it was just a really quickie, but they did it up big time, and we're going to definitely spend some time in this hour here talking about the 2020 Corvette next week at this very same time. Kevin Kelly from Chevrolet will be joining us to talk officially about the Corvette, but it's a vehicle that many of us had some nerves about. Lots of us, including myself, lots of people expected that price sticker to go up significantly with the mid-engine redesign, but a good guy that he is, Mark Rouse, the president of Ford, president of GM. His dad was also president of GM many, many years ago, Lloyd Rouse. And he said the base Corvette will come in at under $60,000. And then you see a few asterisks, like, for example, in order to do the 0 to 60 run in under 3 seconds, it must be equipped with the Z51 performance package. And then you'll see another asterisk, and it must be equipped with the custom exhaust, which allows you to tune your exhaust in about 5 or 6 different ways, everything from full-on racetrack mode. They even have a mode called Stealth, Mark. So that's kind of cool. But, yeah, what a huge success it has been. Everybody's talking about it, and did you happen to look at the unveiling of it, either live or on tape later on?
Yeah, I did, and in fact, I want to thank all the friends on Facebook, Bob. You know, you and I, we've got thousands of friends on Facebook, and they're all media folks and car people, and my goodness, I just opened my Facebook pages and just sit there and look at all the photos and pictures and movies and everything that all the media folks that were there, shared with everybody, their friends on Facebook. But you can go online and see it too. But yeah, absolutely. And I think that the thing that I could afford is probably just, I would love to have the Corvette luggage. I can afford the luggage, Bob.
But I can understand that.
Yeah,
we
need to rant and rave about the Corvette. I'm sure our listeners have got some rant and rave about it. One thing that kind of we could talk out loud, I'll kind of put the words out there and then let you see what you believe on this, is, like you said, the magic numbers were right at 60,000. But yet, if we go to the dealership when it's available, it's not going to be 60,000. It'll be what, 90 to 100? And over?
Yeah, it's no doubt going to have a very long option list. And, of course, there will be, they've already showed it, a convertible version, which is equally drop-dead gorgeous. That's going to be coming a few months after the removable roof, the Targa roof coupe. But when we come back on the other side, lots more about the 2020 Corvette. It has really caught the automotive world on fire. And wait for the enthusiast publications, Motor Trend, Car and Driver, Road and Track, Automobile Magazine, your favorite online destination. Wait till they start running comparison tests, because the 2019 one is no slouch either. This is all it worth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We've got Mark Evans with us, and we're talking about the story that everybody's talking about, and that's the 2020 mid-engine Corvette. For over 50 years, Chevrolet teased us with various incarnations of concept cars that were mid-engine, but it wasn't until just last week that the wraps came off. The upcoming 2020 model, I've been told, they will be, they're available for order right now, and they will be rolling on the highways and byways of North America sometime before the year is out. And Mark brought up a good question about the $60,000 price and how many are actually going to be sold at that price point. And it's a very good one, Mark. I think there will be some. There will be some folks who will. I know a woman who bought a seven-generation Corvette, and I was very surprised. It comes in different trim levels, like four different trim levels, and I was very surprised. I said, did you get trim level number two, or did you get trim number four? And she said to me, no, I got trim level number one. So in other words, the standard equipment. So there are some people out there that will take advantage of that $60,000 price, but there's also going to be a lot of box checkers who are going to go for those options, and I can definitely see this car, especially when it's unveiled down the road in some sort of high-performance variant, whether we'll see a Z06 variant of this or an eventually a ZR1 variant, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why Chevrolet developed this mid-engine Corvette is the seventh generation, the last of the front-engine rear drive cars was just too good. They could not get it to do any better in 0 to 60 times or in lateral acceleration times. They had maxed it out. And, of course, in ZR1 trim, that Corvette puts out more than 750 horsepower. And there's one in my neighborhood here, Mark. And it's orange, yes. The gentleman, I don't know his name, and he owns a brand new Silverado as well, and he owns some sort of purple Restomod. He's got one of those lifts within his garage. He has a two-car garage. He uses one side for his tools and stuff. The other side is home for the Corvette down below and the Restomod on a lift up above. So anytime I'm motoring out of my neighborhood complex here, it's always a pleasure to be behind that ZR1. It was named Road and Tracks Performance Car of the Year for 2019, and it will do 0 to 60 in the twos, just like the mid-engine Corvette. But they had just pushed the envelope so far, Mark, that just for bragging rights, to go up against the Europeans, to have a sales presence in other parts of the world. And that's one thing that this Corvette is going to have right from the get-go. It's going to be available in both left and right-hand drive. That's something we've never seen before. And so in order to compete against, you know, its main competitors in the mid-engine world, Ferrari's 458, which is knocking on the door of 300,000, and you've got the Lamborghini Huracan, and you've got the its sibling, the Audi R8. Both of those vehicles, the R8 has now crept up to about 150 or so in 8-cylinder form, more in 10-cylinder form. But it's still going to be a performance bargain. But what do you think about that fact that engineering-wise, they had taken it to the ultimate place they could take it, they could go nowhere further? That's why they had to go to this mid-engine.
Well, I think it's awesome. It's great that they're keeping that the Corvette model alive. But at the same time, too, they, you know, it's kind of a rant I have is they went to the next level, Bob. And, you know, in my opinion, it's called a supercar because of the mid-engine.
Yes.
So, right? so if you and I and our customers out there, our listeners, everybody in the world wants to go buy, quote, a supercar, let's don't say Corvette now, let's say they didn't do a mid-engine, how much would a supercar mid-engine car cost us back before the Corvette came out with mid-engine? Aren't we talking a $300,000 plus dollar bill?
Well, for a Ferrari, yes, but Audi, yeah, you'd be able to get in the R8. R8 used to start at about $125,000. They've now crept up to closer to $150,000. I see them used every now and then for about $70,000. They make a great used vehicle,
yeah,
all-wheel drive Audi. But it's you're a, right, I mean, it's a supercar.
Yeah, it's a division in a class called the supercar now, Chevrolet,
yeah,
Corvette. And truthfully, if you and I went out and bought a Chevrolet Silverado, three-quarter ton, half-ton, it's going to cost us over $60,000, and it's not classified as a super truck.
Right? No, it isn't. No,
no,
that's a fact.
So
absolutely.
Is Chevrolet actually, I don't know what the number is. You can find next week, you'll probably know that more, too, from the gentleman, how many they're going to build and make to sell to all of us. But it's like, are you kidding me? Why wouldn't every, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry down the street go put an order in for a $60,000 supercar? I mean, it's like, wow, I can't even buy a regular half-ton truck for that. You know?
Yeah, no,
so
it's true.
There is a, and are they going to make a lot of them? I don't know the number yet. You know, you'll find that out for sure next week. But it is a car that, and my feelings too. I'm knocking on, you know, on my head here, saying, Mark, is it time for me to buy the last front engine Corvette? Should I go buy a 2019 also and put it on the shelf in the garage? Because
yeah,
look at how rare that. Get a Grand Sport 2019 with all the options, and forget about it. Put her under the cover. You know, the last year that the front engine was built, that's gonna. I mean, the price is gonna skyrocket on those too, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's,
you know,
just a no question. The price is going to definitely remain very stable on the seventh generation Corvette, which was the best one that they had ever made in so many different ways. But this new mid-engine one, not only, and we can talk more about the mechanical side of the fence, but I'm so impressed with the interior. Well, if you chance, take a look at that interior and what they've done and some of the styling. They've taken a styling cue from Porsche and integrated it so well into that cockpit. When we come back on the other side, more with Mark Evans. We're still going to talk about the 2020 Corvette. Or if you got a mechanical question for Mark, get on board at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is defending the president after he tweeted an attack against Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings and his district in Baltimore, calling it a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. He wrote, "No human being would want to live there. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on CBS's Face the Nation.
Does the president speak hyperbolically? Absolutely. Have we seen this type of reaction from him before? Yes, and you will again, because he pushes back, he fights back when he feels like he's attacked. And what Mr. Cummings said this week was wrong.
Senator Bernie Sanders on CNN's State of the Union.
It's unbelievable that we have a president of the United States who attacks American cities, who attacks Americans, who attacks somebody who's a friend of mine. Elijah Cummings is one of the most decent and outstanding members of the House of Representatives.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. This is Bob Long. If you've been to the mechanic lately and he's told you that you got to spend over $1,000 on your vehicle and would like a free over-the-air comparison check, Mark Evans, our ASC certified technician, is here to help you if you're in that predicament right now or if you're experiencing something unusual, unusual noise, unusual smells, unusual performance. All of a sudden, a fast vehicle is pretty slow. All of a sudden, a slow vehicle is not going at all. We'd love to help you out. So, by all means, give a call in at 855-660-4261. We're talking about the Corvette, the 2020 Corvette, with Mark, as both Mark and myself are very much enamored with this vehicle, and boy, I would purchase one in a heartbeat. I love the interior, Mark. Have you had a chance to get a look inside this this eighth generation Corvette?
Yeah, pictures only, but it's sold me. You know, I really would like to order one, Bob, and they have so many different colors. I call them the M&M colors. There's so many different colors. It's like, which one would you order? You know, and I'm kind of stuck on the word of collecting, the collector's value for later too. You know, here's another question for all of us too, Bob. I wonder who will get 001. Who's going to get the first one? Is Jay Leno going to get the first one? I mean,
They already auctioned it off for charity, actually. They auctioned it at Barrett Jackson in Connecticut.
Yeah, and so that one's gone. So number two is going to number three. You know, it becomes a, you know, like we said before, sometimes it's not about the money, it's about the VIN number, you know? So,
yeah.
It, going to be at. I can't hardly wait to see them in the auction back at Barrett Jackson once people bought them, owned them, driven them, and want to flip them, like flip this house, flip this car, and you know, that's going to be interesting too. But you know, remember the old Pantera, mid-engine Pantera.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, and some of our listeners might. We're talking about the word mid-engine, and means that, of course, the engine's behind you. It's not in front of you. Warming your feet up anymore. It's warming the back of your neck and your head up for you now, Bob, in the winter.
That's true.
And what's the advantage? Hey, one thing I want to say, though, was it a 6.2 liter?
Yep.
And it burns, not electricity, it burns our favorite fuel that makes the go pedal go fast. Fuel. So
yeah, absolutely. We're getting some calls. We'll go back to talking about the Corvette, but let's see if we can help some folks out. This gentleman has been very patient. He's in Southern Illinois. He's on line one, and his name is Trey. Trey, thank you very much for being here, and how are you today? Ooh, I may have lost him. Well, let's go to Frank, our good friend Frank in New Mexico. Frank, welcome to Auto World.
Swami?
How's it going, Frank?
Hi, Bob and Swami.
He's here.
Oh, are y'all there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Great.
Hello?
Hi, yeah. Frank.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Swami, I needed to ask you a real simple question as far as fuel injection cleaning. The Grand National is running rough when I really get into it after being stored all winter. I was thinking, I've never even had any fuel cleaner in that tank, and I was wondering, if I wanted to just replace those injectors, what's that, about a 3-hour, 4-hour job at a mechanic?
Oh, it's probably a little bit more, Frank. There's really no need to replace them, though. The one thing you can have done by your technician is do a
break open the rail and
tool called the Noid, light, and they can make sure, because fuel injectors are electronically controlled. They're either on or they're off with electricity. And so the Noid light, it's plugged in, and the Noid light basically flashes on every time the injector works. But back, they, and by testing it that way, they know that you've got a good injector. But truthfully, like you say, the sitting around, the gas turns to varnish, turns to basically goo, turns to tar, the longer it sits. So here's a product I'd recommend for right, not only you with the Grand National, but you don't drive it every day, but the folks that drive all the time, the byproduct of fuel burning is carbon. And a fuel injector is just a needle that opens and closes to let the fuel go out the nozzle. The nozzles, that little hole is smaller than the hair on our head, and so those holes get clogged up with carbon. And of course, they're inside the combustion chamber. So the best way to get all that clean is put, you know, fuel cleaner in the fuel tank, and it turns that whole tank into a chemical cleaner as it's running down the road, gets that carbon out of there. One product that is not a sponsor here or anything, I'm not endorsing it because of anything like that, but it's
a BG.
BG, yeah, I'm endorsing it because...
Yeah, I use that on everything, but I've never put it in the Buick.
Yeah, BG, just the letters, B and the G. And it's one that has actually saved a lot of cars here in my shop from me having to take off an intake manifold and act like a dentist and actually grind and scrape the carbon out. The BG product is strong and it doesn't hurt anything. You can buy, for our everyday driver out there, you can buy the STP, the Gum Out, the Winds brand. I always buy the thing that says super concentrated. And I don't care what it costs, Frank.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like the BG, the 44K in the tank.
Yes.
And the throttle and intake body, throttle body and intake cleaner for the throttle body single injector like on my Nissan. That's real easy. Just put it right down there. But
yeah,
I guess to clean all the injectors other than through the fuel, the tech would have to break open the fuel rail and
yep.
get it in there, right?
Yeah, we have a machine. Yeah, we hook up to your fuel rail. We have a machine that injects into a very toxic, very, very strong, glove-only operated chemical. Do not get it on your skin. And we push that through with our machine through your fuel injectors, and that instantly cleans everything like right now. Where a can of 44K, which is the BT fuel cleaner in the fuel tank, it might take two tanks.
Yeah.
Do the same
I think
thing.
I'll just start out with that.
So,
yeah, I'll
sounds like a good idea.
Clean it up. It only runs, misses a little when I'm really into it at the turbo, you know, high RPM, then I can see some roughness. So I think I just need a little cleaning, like you suggest.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing, too, with a turbocharged car, you know, it sounds like you're exercising it. That means at 30 miles an hour going on the on ramp to the freeway, you're doing 30 and then you floor it. And,
yeah.
and you're spooling up that turbo, and that's the best way for a turbo to get lubricated with to get oil to it. And a lot of people don't do that, Frank. And if they don't floor it at 30, 35 miles an hour and floor it and get that turbo spool up, that's how it sucks in fuel, sucks in oil, excuse me, to lubricate it. So you're doing right there. You're not ever going to have to buy a turbocharger, see?
Yeah. So, yeah. I like getting into it, especially through the quarter mile.
yeah. And that's, isn't that a great feeling? Sitting you back
yeah.
in the seat and hearing that whistle, you know, of a turbo.
Yeah.
It's music to my ears. Billy gets kind of mad at me sometimes because I turn him off and I turn on the turbo.
very good. Well, excellent question, as usual, Frank.
And I'll let you all go and clear it out for someone else.
Love to talk
right,
with
thank
you, Frank.
Thank you so much for the call, Frank, and quick thumbs up or thumbs down on that mid-engine Corvette. Looks like he's cleared out. We'll put him in the maybe column. When we come back on the other side, we've got Trey, who's been holding for quite some time, and then I made a mistake and cut him off, but he's called back, so he's up next. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Great radio stations around the world via GCNLive.com. Mark Evans is our guy. He is our ASC certified technician and has all the answers for folks who call in at 855-660-4261. As I mentioned, this gentleman has been very, very patient, and it's great to have him on the air with us. He's got a problem with his Cadillac Escalade, and the gentleman's name is Trey, joining us in Southern Illinois. Trey, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I know it's going to be worth the wait.
Oh, absolutely. Where are you hearing this on what station?
Yeah,
Talkstream
Radio on the internet.
Oh,
I've been
fantastic.
Listening for about 7 months now. Even though you've been doing it for 20 some odd years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Well, go ahead with your question for Mark.
Okay, Mark, I'll give you a little background. I have an engine code of a P301 that is like a multi-misfire. It's got the 6.0 V8, and the first thing I did was change the spark plugs, and I noticed that the passenger side was just crisp and clean like they should be after having about 50,000 miles on them. But the driver's side, all four were sooty and rich. So I'm assuming, and I did replace the O2 sensor on that side, the driver's side, but is there anything else that I may be missing that I need to replace before I put a lot of miles on my vehicle?
Sure. Trey, hey, thanks for listening to us and calling in. It's what a treat. I always love helping people, and I live it and breathe this automotive word. And I actually was born in Peoria, Illinois. So I know the area quite well where you're back there. And this problem, this 301 code, so you know that the 6.0, of course, is a V8, and so when we scan it, it brings up the PO. It could be 301, the 302, 303, and what those numbers are, your cylinder number one, since you gave me a 301, that cylinder number one that is giving you a problem. And with that said, too, it depends on the scanner. You're saying, you know, it says multiple misfire. Well, yes.
the cheaper money wise scanner is, it can't detect down to each and every, you know, thing that might be wrong. So if it's an $89, $79, even $159 scanner, it'll actually just say PO301 misfire, multiple misfire. But with that said, you do have a 301. So your problem is a sonar number one. And with that misfire, what happens, what you got going on there is, as you stated, you replace the spark plugs. And they're dark and dirty black. That's the fuel running through it. A 301 is back to not, you know, to make a sonar to operate correctly, we've got to have spark and we have to have fuel. You probably, truthfully, have got a misfiring fuel injector in sonar number one. It's not firing constantly.
Maybe it was a 300 then. Maybe it was a P300 that I had.
Okay, a 300 is a multiple misfire.
That's what it was.
Okay. Now that's a ground that's bad. And what you want to do, well, let's go back in. I'm talking as if you were sitting right here in my shop right here right now with my scan tools. I would clear that code, get rid of the code, then you and I are going to go out for a drive with that, and I'm not going to go a grandma drive. I'm going to get to operating temperatures, get it up to 30 miles an hour. We're going to get on that on-ramp like we were talking earlier, and I'm going to floor that. I'm going to ask the motor to work. I'm asking it to the computer to bring up the code again for me. We're going to hope it does. If it does, I'm going to bring it back to the shop. I'm going to put my left foot on the brake, right foot on the gas. I'm going to power brake it just a little bit. And that doesn't hurt anything. I'm not going to turn tires over to try to, you know, destroy your vehicle, but just make that motor go under a minute load, and that will set the code. And we're going to hope that gives us a 301 or a 302, and those are the cylinders now, so that helps direct us to each cylinder that's misfiring. So did you happen to do that little bitty short spark plug wire? Any of those?
No, they're individually coiled, right?
Right.
Because it's an LS engine. But I think it could be the ground, because I have noticed that my oil pressure gauge just goes back and forth just a little bit. Like it could be a ground. It could be, Mark. I bet it's the ground.
Multiple misfire codes. If we come back and do all that power load and all that, and I still get 300, PO300, and it's multiple misfire, I'm gonna shut everything down. I'm gonna go right to the battery. And even though, and this is 45 years of doing this, even though the battery terminals look good and clean, you know, those General Motors products, they're side posts. And I'm telling you, you have to literally take the post off. And when you take that side post cable off, positive usually has more corrosion on it. Can't see it, but when you take that post off, oh my goodness, you'll see corrosion under there, and you got to clean it and just clean it all up, and then same thing with the ground. But also, you got to have the ground cable goes from the battery over to the engine block, and there's another small little black wire that is going from that's hooked to the black negative cable that goes over small 14 gauge that goes over to the body. We have to make sure that's all clean and tight. But multiple misfire is definitely a ground. Now, is it? Does it act like it's missing when you're loading it up and going fast?
No. This vehicle has been really good. And the sad thing is, I actually have two batteries on this vehicle because of the big stereo that somebody put in it before me.
Yeah, all the features.
Yeah, it's got two 15-inch subwoofers in the back. I don't even know why they. I don't even play them. But no, I would say it is a ground because, like I said, I noticed that this oil pressure gauge should be at 60 and it clicks back and forth like it's got a loose connection. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That is a ground problem. Now, with two batteries, you got, you know, double dose of checking the cables. So,
yeah. I think we're there.
Yeah. And those little bolts that hold those sides, and that's only a 5/16 inch head on those little bolts. They're very small.
Yeah.
And if you're not is that the right fill? You know, what I like to do, I pull those off and clean them, but when I put the wrench on, I actually go clockwise with the wrench. At the same time, I'm actually turning the cable clockwise just a little bit too, and that leaves the cable down into the head, into the bolt of the battery. But let me help you here too. Now, I don't want you disconnecting batteries on that thing without having. You have to have a special. I have them here. It's a battery. It hooks into your OBD2 connector, and it's a separate source for power. And so, you got to have that. And so, what I'm saying is, you got to have if you disconnect the batteries, your computer will be off, and it has to reset all the codes. You'll destroy your hard drive and your computer. It gives you for all our listeners, it gives you about three times a, you know, letting you do that. And that is the General Motors did that because they know that you might, you know, your battery might go dead. You left the lights on. So you get three chances, but you don't want to ever do that. So you can ram them. You get just a regular jumper box, 12 volt jumper box that you help to jumpstart somebody with. That's an additional 12 volt source. And it has a plug in it that's like for a PowerPoint cigarette lighter type thing, you know, and you plug.
Okay.
That's your extra power source. So I plug my battery tender machine into that 12-volt auxiliary power, plug it into the OBD2 connector, and then I push the button on that little machine, and it says, okay, it has step 1, 2, and 3. And once you push the button, it goes through the step 1, 2, and 3, and it gives you the green light. Then I can go out underneath your hood and disconnect every single electrical item under that hood. What this is doing is that I'm doing like a real MD doctor. I'm actually doing a surgery on your engine and disconnecting electrical items, and the computer underneath the glove box has no idea that I'm doing it because I plugged it and kept it running through an additional 12-volt power source.
Wow.
So you got to do that. And if you don't, I got to tell you, I'm fixing a lot of cars just because of this. A lot of home doers are disconnecting their batteries to put a new oxygen sensor in. They're disconnecting electrical items. All I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you just
exactly.
And they're not keeping the computer turned on. See, by using an additional 12 volt power source.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, thank you all so much.
Well, thank you for calling in, and don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
I really enjoyed the program, Bob.
Thank you so much, Trey. And thank you, Mark Evans. We'll get you back real soon.
Host of Auto World Radio with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.